From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. It's not exactly news if we tell you someone is calling MTV trash television. This time, it's the Italian-American group Unico. They're complaining about a reality show that premieres today called Jersey Shore. They say it's full of offensive stereotypes and should be canceled. Commentator Andrew Wallenstein says there's a reason, though not a good one, for Italian-American stereotypes on TV.
A word of advice to special interest groups who object to televised depictions of their people. Keep quiet. Complaining? It only generates more free publicity. That's good news for Jersey Shore, which follows a distinctive subculture of young Italian Americans.
I love Guido!
Let's just say these people aren't whiling away their summer rereading the classics and playing croquet.
Woo! I'm a good-looking, well-groomed Italian who's very, very good with the ladies.
Yes, the men of Jersey Shore are a sight to behold, overindulging in alcohol, skin bronzer, hair gel. And the size of their biceps makes me wonder whether testosterone is the only substance that makes them prone to violent rage. The problem is, viewers can't seem to get enough of programming with these stereotypes. And for that, they have one show they could blame. The Sopranos.
I could converse with her because she had something to say.
I am here. I have things to say.
Besides, bring the chairs down and did you sign the living trust?
There have been reality shows about Italian-American life going back to A&E's Growing Up Gotti in 2004. And they continue today, from TLC's Cake Boss to Bravo's The Real Housewives of New Jersey, a chronicle of Italian-American matriarchs who don't exactly shy away from conflict.
There has to be something else. Oh, you're stripping?
You are stripping?
You are 1910?
The stereotype of an Italian-American is tailor-made for TV. Loud, libidinous, abrasive, emotional. But reality shows change the moral equation. It's not as if writers dream these people into existence. And the people on these shows are so clearly proud of their ethnic identities. So who's to say what an appropriate portrayal of Italian-Americans is? And would networks give these people a venue if they didn't fit these stereotypes to a T? Of course not. But the problem is we rarely see portrayals besides these caricatures. It's about time TV diversified beyond macho goons and their pasta-making mamas.
That's commentator Andrew Wallenstein of The Hollywood Reporter.